Again, thanks for this opportunity to share God's Word. And I guess for me, it's an awesome blessing for this guy that can't remember a Bible verse from yesterday, where it's found, and then to start having a thought, he puts a thought in your mind. And within, wow. The verses come. Things come. Thank you, Lord. And may it be half a blessing to you as it has always been to me. With that, what drives you? What motivates you? What is it? We all have a set of psychological needs that are related to our wants. We are motivated to satisfy these needs for security, significance, and fulfillment. That's kind of from the psychological world, but that's just the basic human nature. Security. Everyone has a little different type or source of security. What makes me feel secure? It can be money, it can be assets, cars, things, husband, wife, friends. Where is your security at? Well, let me tell you, it has failed every time. I had a blue pickup I really liked. I seen people driving around that blue Ford pickup. I said, man, if I could get one of them, would I be happy? It takes about a week after you get it. What's the big deal here? Why did I need this? Why did I want this so bad? It seemed like when you go to a trip the last few weeks I've been on a few fishing trips. Wow, I'm excited. Every darn time it doesn't meet what I anticipated it to be. Just, buyer's remorse all over. I just can't find security in anywhere. That really makes me feel secure. Used to be $400 in checking account used to make me feel pretty good. Now maybe it's $1,200. Do I feel any more secure? No. It's just not there. Significance. We all have the need to feel worthwhile and life is meaningful. Where do you get that? What determines your significance? Trouble is, where I get it? These guys, you guys, depends upon where I'm at. It kind of seems like what I get a feeling, what people think of me, makes me how significant I feel. Sometimes I'm not very reliable, and it changes sometimes quickly too. I get a feeling some people like me, and I got some feeling really don't care for me at all, so. Fulfillment. We generally seek to validate our personal worth through appearance, status, and talent. Who's satisfied with the way they look? Some of you got hair. If anybody thinks they got her down pat, let me raise your hand. An appearance. Think you got it just, everything's just nice. How about your status? How's that? And talents. Some of you sing nice. Some of you can do things. Every contest I've been in, I lost. Every race. So I'm questioning my talents at times. And to search for these can lead us to greed, materialism, because we can try and buy stuff to make ourselves look better or look like we're doing pretty well in the community. Greed, immortality. And how deceptive it is to turn to people, things and circumstances to meet my basic needs to be fully satisfied. Trouble is, with all that, wherever you would go, where you're going to get a mixed signal. Whether it be security, significance, or fulfillment. It's not there. It changes. A big factor that laying hold a sense of purpose can be a significant force of motivation in what we are to perceive. What is your sense of purpose? In March. Let's try Matthew. Excuse me. Matthew 6:21 says, where your treasure is, there your heart is. And in Psalm and Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all vigilance, for there flows the springs of life. What comes from your heart is what you're after, what you're pursuing, where it is. Where's your heart? And what is it seeking? What do you really want? And God says in Luke 16:15, that which is highly esteemed by men is detestable in the sight of God. So that blue Ford pickup that's so highly prized is not such a big deal, is it? Or even the house in Windham. Whew, it's pretty exciting. It's pretty sweet. No. Why did we do that? Well, it was not as nice looking the second or third time that we saw it. It just doesn't work. What are your thoughts consumed by? Where's your thoughts at? Most, what do you think about mostly through the day? What's the most fulfilling moments of your day? What are your dreams and hopes based on? I'd like to share from Matthew 26:22-40. Teacher, what is the great commandment in the law? And he said to them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment, and the second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Think about those words. It's easy for me to say, I love the Lord. Yep, I believe that on that day, because of his grace and mercies, I will go to heaven. But here he's asking me to do it with my heart, soul, and my everything. Focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Whoa. That's given up a lot for me to think everything that I say, do, has got Christ in my mind of why I'm doing it. I might have to give up some things I really enjoy. And my life's not that bad right now. So do I want to make any changes? Am I just focused just on myself, my selfish ambitions, what I want to do with my time? What if God came and knocked on my door this morning? Said, thanks for what you do for me. You know, appreciate it. What about that other 95% of your time? Can I have a little of that? And then in John 12, 25, whoever loves his life and loses it, and whoever hates his own life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Hate this life. Isn't that bad? There's days, I don't like it. But most often, it isn't bad. Then I need to stop and think what he's done for us. We just celebrated communion. What a great gift. How can... we should be shouting and singing of that gift that he died, that we can have eternal life. No bars, nothing. You don't have to do nothing. It's there. He gave that to us because he loves each and every one of us. Eternal life. We just need to look around and see what he has done for us. What I would really like was his creation. Wow. We just witnessed that here. Birth. Creation of life. Not only in humans, but always growing up on the farm, I always thought it was just amazing. See the corn planters running through the field? Dropping those little bitty kernels in. Is anybody in the gardening? Carrot seeds. Don't blow. They're all gone. And you don't find them because they are so little. And how that can grow. Life. Stars. How everything works together. The nature of life. We don't like bears and wolves, but it's just God's nature to everything. We could go on and on over how the intricate details of what a great creation this is. It's marvelous. And then he gave us the Bible. Teaches us how to live, how to deal with our problems. And for most of all, it teaches about his unconditional love. That's an easy word to say, but that is really one that's hard to imagine. You would love me at all times, no matter who I am or what I did. Just knowing I'm a human, I'm going to irritate you at some time or another. It's going to be a little hard for you to unconditionally love me. I'm not going to do something that irritates you. Mercy is truth. His sovereignty, that it's everything's in his control. And look, and we go back to the Old Testament here. To me, history lesson after history lesson. How, if you obeyed, followed your heart, and let God lead you, success. David, he had some sins. He was human. But think of all the kings here that we read about that didn't follow God. They built a great empire, but not one of them last. What a lesson for our lives. Do we rely on our pride, our own self, or God? And then we look in our personal life also how we should be so thankful and joyful, because when I look around and see what we have here, and then I thought I had it kind of tough growing up when I was a kid, when we had to run 100 yards to the bathroom when it's zero and walk to school. And then I got to think back of the pioneers and the history of these people. Whew, do we live in a beautiful time, a very blessed time. How can I begin to change my heart for the Lord? Probably not, and my soul and my mind. And just like everything else in training, discipline. I'll share with you 1 Timothy 4, 7 through 10. Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it hides promise for the present life and also for the life to come. This saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope and set on the living God. Rather, train yourself for godliness. How can that be done? Spirituality is not something that's instantaneous. You're not automatically the greatest, know the Bible from one end to the other, or just got everything down, or automatic. It is developed or refined. The epistles are full of comments. Believe, obey, walk, present, fight, reckon, hold fast, pursue, draw near, and live. A spiritual life is cultivated in the disciplines of your faith. Yes, that may sound like, if I keep working, I'm going to have a better life. No. God wants that relationship with you now to make your life more pleasant, not more pleasant, more, what would be a good term for that? Not pleasant. Assuring. That's our security, that He will take care of us, He'll be with us, and that we will have eternal life. And in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize, so that you may obtain it? Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we have an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. Also in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Oops. 2 Timothy 2, 3 and 6. Share in the sufferings as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him, who is our Lord Jesus Christ, who has enlisted us in his army or in his family. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. Okay? Just like in our life. If you're playing a game and you violate the rules, you get a foul. And if it's bad enough, you get kicked out. Just like a Christian, we need to follow the rules, the commandments. It is a hard-working farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. So our Christian life should be like any athlete, farmer, welder, whatever you are. So when I choose a profession, am I automatically the, I got it down, here I go? No. We all got to go through training. Same way with our Christian life. We need to train ourselves. And how do you train? You work at it and practice daily. Pursuit of God not only requires a degree for Him, but a willingness to put in the time and effort. What are some of these disciplines? This is one, I think there's four or five disciplines here to help. Solitude and silence. That is one I can't speak much from experience about. I can spend a little time there. Not a lot. It's really hard for me to be for to be in a quiet room or quiet self. And if I do, my mind keeps running off to where I should be doing and not staying, not time to listen. In Isaiah 34:15, for this said the Lord Jesus, Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in repentance and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and in trust shall be your strength. So he is promising, if we can spend some quiet time, will give us strength and trust in him. That is when we thinking of him through that time. Study provides, okay, let me read. 2 Timothy, this time we get the right, 3:16-17. All scriptures breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. So here provides for every good work. We study the Bible, it's all for, provides guidance for our decision making and our daily overcoming temptation, increases our knowledge of him, and also to understand his plan for our life. Another one is meditation. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Taking time. We got solitude and silence or somewhat. This is taking a certain word or certain verse or chapter and just meditating on it, thinking about it, letting God help us understand what that is. It's so easy to take our time, 10, 15 minutes a day for devotions. But what's another 10, 15 minutes? In exchange for a lifetime in heaven. So we got 24 hours a day. How much do we give to the Lord? And he's given his life so that we can have eternal life. Next, prayer. God's greatest, one of his greatest desires is to have a relationship with one of you, with one, each one of us. What is relationship? Well, compare it to your friends. If you don't talk to them, listen to them, or spend some time with them, if you go see them about every 6 weeks or so, what kind of relationship are you going to build? That's with like the Lord Jesus Christ. To build a relationship, an intimate relationship, it needs to be practiced in prayer. It doesn't have to be anything fancy or specific. It's just getting our heart focused on him. Jeremiah 33:3, call on me and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things that you may not have known. Not only reading, meditating, but also praying to help us get a full understanding of that. Journaling is another one. I have no experience there, but just reading what other people have said, just daily, making a note of where you're at and what you read can give you, you can go back and say, yes, I am growing. I'm growing, and this is working. Another one is here, fellowship. Being with God's people, receiving encouragement, love, and just helping one another, just being there, just having you here, sharing our joys and concerns, and knowing that it stays right there. Whoa. And celebration. Fellowship and worship. Celebration. Focus on what God has done on our behalf. When we celebrate, choose gratitude, not grumbling. And through all this, we can get our power. John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, but it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. There's our source of strength. To be really fruitful, to do things right, we need to be in him at all times. And also for special help, Hebrews 4:16, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and grace to find time and help of need. Mercy and grace in time of need. He is always there. May not see there, but he is there. Each and everything that God has laid in front of us is for us to improve ourselves, to grow, and just to make a difference in our lives. All things are from him and through him. Shall we pray? Oh Lord, we come before you as sinners here, seeking your help and guidance so that we may become more focused on you throughout our life, so that we can truly say that we love you with our heart, soul, and mind, and to know that each and everything we do is that we pursue each and everything that we do as doing it for the glory of your kingdom. And where we work, play, or at leisure, that your life is reflected in each one of us. And just give us the discipline to give up our time, to spend time to study, and to just to know thy word, Lord, to know this great gift that you have for us, that we can take this word, but not only so for to grow in ourselves, but also give us the strength and encouragement and boldness to share it with others. And heat us up, warm us up, so that we may become on fire for you and not be lukewarm and left out of your kingdom. Just give us that desire, Lord, and help us to focus and change our heart desires from these earthly things to you. Lord, again, thank you for this morning and for this congregation and these people. And may your glory be shown in each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.